This is John Daly, and you're listening to the Daily News Minute on killradio.org. Friday, August 3rd, 2007. Air raids kill hundreds in Afghanistan. Residents of the Afghan southern province of Helmand told journalists that women and children were among the 300 people who were killed on Thursday after air raids by Western forces. Artists sue Carnegie Hall to halt eviction. New York. A group of artists sued Carnegie Hall in the city of New York on Thursday to halt a plan to evict them from areas above the performance institution where they live and work. Court rules FBI violated constitution in raid on congressman. Washington. The FBI violated the Constitution when agents raided U.S. Representative William Jefferson's office last year and viewed legislative documents in a corruption investigation, a federal appeals court ruled Friday. Structurally deficient bridges across America. With the collapse of the I-35W bridge in Minneapolis, the state of America's bridges have been brought to the forefront. The Washington Post writes, according to a 2005 Highway Administration report, more than 75,000 of the nation's roughly 600,000 bridges, 13.1% were rated structurally deficient, meaning some components of the bridge's decks or support structures were rated poor or worse. While not necessarily unsafe, the structurally deficient designation often requires speed and weight restrictions to lessen the risk of collapse.
This has been John Daly reporting for the Daily News Minute on killradio.org.